So are you looking for something?
Yud Beis Tammuz, Monday the 25th of June, Rabbi Gedalia Klein, Zurizim Makdimim. Early bird catches the worm.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'll do my best with my cold mama daka. It's been a week of Shema brachas, week of late nights, brachas for good reasons, but we'll do my best. But the Rebbe says when it comes to the koil, when it comes to the voice, it's more than the shama than the guf that speaks. Rebbe Zvi Platzenberg says a moshul, which is very negah for this time of the year. Chazal say, Shloshim yom koidem machag, sholim beregel, hilchas chag bachag, hilchas atzeres ba'atzeres, Hilchas Pesach b'Pesach. 30 days before each Yom Tov, one should learn the halachas of the lachen of the upcoming Yom Tov. Korah olai moed ishpoi b'churai, the up and coming, which we hope will be a Yom Tov. And even if Chas v'Shalom, it's not a Yom Tov, there's definitely a meeting point for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is Tisha B'Av. An appropriate one for Tisha B'Av, the Rebbe Zvi Platzenberg says a beautiful moshul of a king in the palace, whose son was living in the palace with his father, a prince, like every prince does, lives in the palace with his father. And it comes to a day when the prince is not doing what he's meant to be doing, messing about, inappropriate behavior, and the king says, that's it, goodbye, Golos, sends him away. Sends him away, it doesn't know where he goes, but he's gone. And a few weeks later he comes back, of a as in ganzen verstunken, as in ganzen schmutzig, he's filthy, he's smelly. Very inappropriate to come back to the king's palace. And nobody recognizes him. And he's standing there, and he's pleading with people to help. No one knows who he is. And then suddenly he gives a scream. My father, I beg you, it's me, your son, the prince. And suddenly the father hears that cold mamodaka of the Ben, who's shouting, and it's my son. And he sees how dirty and filthy and how much he's covered. And he brings him back, and the maids and the servants wash him and clean him, and he becomes once again a prince. And the Nimshel self understood, we're living in Golos. We've got mitzvahs, of Leidus, a bit of Golos for thousands of years. But one thing we've got, which we can connect to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we've got the Neshama, the koil, the voice that we shout and we cry to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tefillahs that we daven is a neshama speaking, and that neshama stays pure. That koil, that's never, that can't get dirty, that can't get impure. We daven in the morning, every morning, b'makom karbonos. What do we use to daven b'makom karbonos? Today we haven't got the karbonos. The only thing we can do, which b'makom this follows, ke'ilu krafti oila, is with our koil, the mamadaka, with our voice to daven to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's just something to be a halacha, an interesting be a halacha, two interesting be a halachas, one after another, in Hilchos Shchodesh, about the Indian of Kiddush Levana, which should be said within the next couple of days, for those who haven't said it yet. First, the be a halacha says, when the Mechaber brings down the halacha, Ein Mevorchin al Hayoreach, Ela B'Moitzoi Shabbos, Kishahu Mevusam, with a God of Noam, when he's Mavusam, those who want to translate Mavusam,
dress nicely.
Yeah. It says, with a God of Noam, and his clothes are nice. And Mustama, he's smelling nice, he's perfumed up somehow, right? With a God of Noam, and he's wearing his nice, elegant Shabbos clothes. Although it's not the Mechaber, the Bialoka comments on that. The Das HaBach, the Bach however holds, Shalom lahachmitza mitzvah ad mitzvah Shabbos. Do not wait till mitzvah Shabbos. Ela achar sha'ovro leo shlosh yomim mehamoylad. 3 days have passed. One should straight away to Kiddush Levana. V'chein kosa b'may serav. Hamuzud al-hagas agro. That's one bi'ar halacha, which the bi'ar halacha makes it very clear. that the Bach is Choluk, and the Bach says, do not wait till Motzei Shabbos. 3 days pass, say Kiddush Levana straight away, because it's the reason Makdimei LeMitzvos. Even though one is going to look better.
After how many days?
After three.
How late?
3 days, 3 days. The previous Bi'alocha, yeah, you'll do Abba Chassidim anyway, wait 7 days. So conveniently anyway, they normally get a Motzei Shabbos somehow, because Motzei Shabbos is not going to be exactly on the 7th, it's either the 6th or the 8th or the 9th, and so they normally somehow manage to be Mekayim the Minhag and do a Motzei Shabbos. Says the Bi'alocha in the previous shtickle, Vada de Medina Mutar LeKadosh Afilu B'Yechidi, Kmo Shekosav HaPrichodosh, V'Koshkin LeBoy Asara, Elo LeChatchila Mitzvah La'Asoyso B'Roiv Om. Kiburoiv om hadras melech. Says the Bi'alocha, one can make Kiddush Levana b'chidus, but lechatchila one should make it with a minion with buroiv om. Ulahoch yaneh for any day she is damelo levarach ba'asora la'achar is yom adleil asiri. If you know you can have a minion, you hold him at the fourth night, and there's a beautiful levana there, and you know that on the seventh or eighth night there's going to be a minion. Tzorich la'amtin, you should wait. V'yoysun, they don't wait more than the 10th night, because it gets already a bit dodgy, because it could be cloudy, 11 and 12 and 13, and you've saw some man Kiddush Levana, and you missed the mitzvah in Gansen. And it definitely is better to say Kiddush Levana than to wait for a minion and miss it. The holidays. Then the Be'alocha just brings a issue to the Chaya Adam, that Barov Om is enough. With 3, 10, 3, okay. But we see very clearly over here that Lagabe Barov Om says the Bi'alocha, don't do Kiddush Levana on your own. Wait for Barov Om. Because it's more Mahuda. That means the reason Magdimin. Again, Hidu Mitzvah says the Bi'alocha, Hidu Mitzvah is more Choshev than the reason Magdimin. And then the next Bi'alocha says that when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, when a person is Mavusim or Begodim Noim, he should not wait. Bring the shit to the Bach, to look at Machaba, and he should do Kiddush Levana straight away. So how does it work over here? The reason Magdimin against Hidu Mitzvah, which is stronger? When it comes to Shabbos clothes, the Shabbos clothes seem to be less stronger, weaker, than the reason Magdimin. And the Minyan, the Asara, the Barov Om, seems to be stronger than the reason Magdimin. So, face value, yeshivish, you know, just seems to be over here that Zerizim Makdimin and Hidu Mitzvah, let's look at what the Hidu Mitzvah is. Baroivam is a minion. Daven 10 people together, so tefillah. So it could be the davening with a minion, Kiddush Levana, is not just a Hidu in the Mitzvah, it looks like it's part and parcel of the Mitzvah. And therefore, since it's part and parcel of the Mitzvah, it is a Chamam Shechelik, it's a Mitzvah, we say wait and do it when you have Barov Om. However, Shabbos clothes, to be Mavusim Begodim Noim, oh, it's not Mamush, part and parcel of the Mitzvah, Chelik Mamush of the Mitzvah, it's a Sheinazach, it's Mahad of the Mitzvah, it gives a Chashivas of the Mitzvah, but Meila, do the Kiddush Levana straight away. That's what would seem to be the most obvious teretz. Lemay says that's right. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, which talks about the ending of Hallo and Tekiyas Shofar. Even if Na'atimah Biyom Tiv Shalosh Hashanah, sorry, it's my voice against the drilling outside, and I hope I do better. I hope so.
Do well.
I'm a Shamat Hallo Kol. We'll try. Even if Na'atimah Biyom Tiv Shalosh Hashanah, the Baal Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, Hasheni Maskia, the Baal Tefillah of Musaf blows shofar. Ubishas Hallo on a regular Yom Tov, as in Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, Harishon Makres Hallo, we daven Tefillah of Hallo in Shachris, not in Musaf. So again, Tekiyas Shofar is in Musaf, Hallo is in Shachris. Got the Gemara, Maishno Sheni Maskia. Why on Rosh Hashanah do we blow shofar in Musaf? Ever the Gemara, Mishum, to Barov Om, Hadras Melech. That means, Avada, I don't know about the oil. I'm sure the oil is here all on time for davening every morning. I try my best. I can't say I don't try, but definitely Rosh Hashanah, I'm there 10 minutes before. One to be proud of, because most people are probably there an hour before, but Rosh Hashanah, everyone comes on time. And nevertheless, the Gemara still says, into Sam Tazach, why do you blow in the second in Musaf? Because Baroi Bam Hadras Melech. Interesting. There's more people in Musaf than the Ar Shachas. That's Agav. For the Gemara Akasha, Yehachi, Hanor Nami. Oh,
what?
Is brave on by woman as well? I'll tell you the answer straight out. I've got no idea. I would have thought that being the brave arm has to do with the Dovah Shem Kedusha. Dovah Shem Kedusha is a minion, and we don't hold.
Wait, so it could be three as well.
Yeah, but let's go with ten. Yeah, here, Chesnish. I said I've got no idea. But Dovah Shem Kedusha is, when we're done with a minion, whether it's for whatever mitzvah involves, it's always with men. And with ladies, Dovah Shem Kedusha, they normally daven at home, and they've got no chiv to the betzibur. We can't include them. Memela, or the full of the Barov Am, Machmas, they're not called the Kohol, they're not called the Eider, with Lachor only men. But again, I don't know. It's a good shout out to Ashur Chaim Kanievsky. Unless it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch, maybe look there first, because I don't know. Right. Fetter Gemara Akasha, Ihachi, Halal, Nami, Meima, B'Sheni. Why don't we daven Halal in Musaf? Why do we daven Halal in Shacharis? Like we do Tekiyas Shofar. Then the Gemara says, Ella. Ella Ma'ishma Halal de Barishim. The Gemara is chosen from Rav Madras Melech. The Gemara says, you know why we daven Halal in Shacharis? Because the reason Magdim in the mitzvahs, the reason Magdim in. But the Gemara Kashem, I don't care Shofar as well, we should burn Shacharis, because the reason Magdim in. Everything Gemara, Omer B'Yochanan, B'Shach, Gzeres HaMalchus, Shom was a different terrors than Gzeres HaMalchus, we were scared, so we blew only by Shacharis. But by Musaf. You can hear me, Baruch Hashem. Kum dechayis, the Gemara makes it very clear over here that we have a case of Baroiv Om against Zerizim Makdimin Legabe Halal. Says the Gemara, Zerizim Makdimin takes preference to Baroiv Om Hadras Melech, and that's why by Halal we daven Halal and Shacharis, and not in Musaf we don't wait because Zerizim Makdimin comes first. Now, how does that stem with? With Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana is also exactly the same thing. Baroi Vam, Zuzi Magdimen. And over here it says, Kiddush Levana, and over here it says, do it in Shacharis. So I saw one Pshat. It could be Emes. I saw one Pshat. I'm sure it is Emes. I saw in the Chosh of the Sefer. That when he talks about Kiddush Levana, maybe he's talking about Davening B'Yechidus. When you've got a choice of Yechidus, Davening B'Yechidus against Baroi Vam, I mean, the Yechidus Zuzi Magdimen against Baroiv Om, then surely you should daven later Baroiv Om than daven earlier B'Yechidus, even though you've got Zuzi Magdimen. While Sheinkin over there, we're talking about Halal. Avadim, we're talking about you've got a minion for Shacharis, and there is already a minion. We're talking about davening with more people, then it could be that you should not do Zuzi Magdimen. Again, when it's Shacharis, you've already got a minion, therefore Zuzi Magdimen comes first because you already have to a degree of Baroiv Om, you have a minion. Hashem, Kiddush Levan is talking about you're davening on your own, and since you're on your own, you haven't got any Baroiv Om at all, nothing, therefore, as Hidur Mitzvah, you should wait over at Zuzi Magdimen. Ken Zayin, it could be that it's Cholok B'Yosoid, the Sugya of Kiddush Levan and the Sugya of Tekiyas Shofar and Halal. Because the Gemara, the Mechaber Paskins, the Gabbai Kiddush Levana, V'toyle Einov means?
Look upwards.
That means you have to go like this.
Concentrate.
See the Chashiv of Kiddush Levana. It doesn't say anywhere, V'toyle Einov. I don't remember that Lashon in Shulchan Aruch. Not that I know the whole Shulchan Aruch, but I've never seen it as that Lashon. U'mayashir Aglov, just stand straight. U'mavarech, and the Ramah in brackets throws in Mu'umad, one should stand, Toile Einov, Miyashir Aglov, and stand for Kiddush Levana. says the Bi'alocha, Bashas Isa, Tona de Bere Bishmol, El Mole Rezochu Bene Yisrael, Ella, Lahak Bilpne Avirish Bashmai, Pam Achaz Bachoydesh, Dayom, Omar Baya, Hilkoch Sok Lemim Omu Umot. Vahakavona, Bemash Omar Lahak Bilhainu, Shali Dei Halavona, through the moon, Usha Arei Tzva Shamayim, and the other galaxies, is that the right word? Constellations. Oh, right. Sheshomim Tomid as Tafkidam, that guard the whole time their Tafkid in Shemayim, on the Royan Gudulos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Von Rochen Poel Emes, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elikim Emes, Shepur Losa Emes, Hanu Shepur Atmo, Yigam Kein Emes, Shikayam Chemes La'olam, Kinu Shanam Vamidim La'ad La'olam. It seems that Kiddush Levona is in the Gevissa Bechina, a Dor Shem Kedusha. Like we see by Davening, when Davening is a minion, it's Philip at Sibyl, and there's an Indian there of Roiva Amhadras Melech. The more the merrier, the more people daven, the better. It's Philip at Sibyl. Even the Shmon Esrin itself may not be Dor Shem Kedusha, they need a minion. But we see once you daven with a minion, Lechatzchila, three times a day. Why? Because it's a Dor Shem Kedusha, there is a Dor Shem Kedusha, Chelikin, you want to daven with a minion. Kedusha, Kaddish, Baruch Hu. There's an Indian doing it with a minion. Kiddush Levona could come into that criteria, it's a Dovah Shebe Kedusha, and a Dovah Shebe Kedusha should have a minion, and Barov Om is a big chelek in the Kiddush Levona. Halal, Lachaira, is a mitzvah for every yochid to say halal. There's no mitzvah, special mitzvah, rather than Indian, we answer Halaluka and Hoidu. But halal is not a Dovah Shebe Kedusha, nor is Krishma, nor is Kir Shofar. One goes, one Chayla who's not well, not like Kaddish, Kedush, and Baruch Hu. Lo Eleinu, Rachman, and Tlatan, who's not well, and can't go to Shul for whatever reason. One goes, and one blows Shofar for them, with a bracha, with two brachas. Why? Because there's a mitzvah of every Yachid, Yachid, to blow Shofar, to say hello. Therefore, Avada on Avada, the Gemara handles Indians, the Gemara deals with what's more choshev. Brave Om against Rizim Magdim and Legabe Halal and Krishma, because Avada it's nice, it's shein, it's hidur mitzvah, like wearing Shabbos clothes. For Kiddush Levona is a shein azach, it's a mach shener of the mitzvah, it gives to the mitzvah. But that doesn't mean to say that it's an intrinsic part of the mitzvah, so much so that when you've got a Rizim Magdim and against a hidur mitzvah, the one should wait. Masha'i Kiddush Levona is mamash adama shabbat Kedusha, and therefore, Kiddush Levona says to be alocha, you've got Rizim Magdim. Against, even with a minion, you have a bigger minion to Kiddush Levona, one should wait and do it with a bigger minion.
Are you equating Hallel and Kir Shofar?
I am. I think so.
Because I'm thinking, you know, they put Kir Shofar in Musaf to give more people a chance to get to Shul and women as well. Probably the crowd is not quite so.
I hear. It could be Taka, I make a survey, I don't know, but I would have thought there are more women in the world who are listening to Tekiah Shofar than are saying Halal on a regular Shkodesh. That's what the women aspire to.
I'm asking about their need. Isn't their need greater for people to say Tekiah Shofar than to say Halal?
Yes, it is. That's why Kibbul al Atzmam, I mean, as a minute, the ladies even with their pot of Tekiah Shofar, but Kibbul al Atzmam. Memela. Maybe Chazal had in mind the women as well, to make sure they all get to shul in time. That could be. Yeah, there's another Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that if a person has a davens, let's say, Vasikin, Shachris, most Midon of the Sikkim are generally attend rich countries. Yerushalayim, a lot of the Sikkim Midon are packed. But a smaller minion. And then you can go later and daven Musaf in a much bigger minion, an 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock minion for Musaf where it's packed. So the Mishnah Berurah there paskins, the Mishnah Berurah Aleng paskind, that he should take a weight and daven Musaf later. Now, every yochid and yochid is chayav in the musaf, but davening Shmona Esra, there is a chiyav to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur, which means that davening Kwa Shmona Esra has in it an element of Dovah Shebe Kedusha, like Kaddish, Kedusha and Baruch Hu, The main is you talk him about the Mishnah Berurah paskens that even if girls using Magdimin, daven Musaf as soon as you can. But against that, I've got a Hidur Mitzvah. Against that, I've got a Hidur Mitzvah. I should wait and daven Musaf with a bigger minion. The Chai Adam brings the halacha, and this halacha he's medayek from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Chai Adam brings a halacha that he's talking about. He's going to all the kolam mitzvahs, reason makdimin im avin ala mitzvahs, hedo mitzvah, shluchim shalom kamoizes. I think the similar is called kolam hamitzvahs. And when he talks about reason makdimin, the Chai Adam says that a person, his example, vayashkim avram baboyker, is reason makdimin, and therefore when it comes to mariv, miyadach atzeta kechovim, one should daven mariv, and he should not wait until he has a baroiv om. You should have a mariv to even without baroiv om. Zuiz and Magdimin, you've got mitzvah mariv in front of you, have a mariv straight away. The Chai Adam doesn't say, he doesn't say with a minyan or without a minyan, he doesn't say. He doesn't say. So face value, you could say that the Chai Adam is saying that the Chai Adam is chaylik on the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah holds, when it comes to Musaf, go for a bigger minyan with a big fancy crowd of 200-300 people, and rather than daven now, and the Chai Adam is saying no, tefillas arvis miyad, straight away go mitzvah, marav, zrizim akdim, and comes before hidu mitzvah. That's what it looks like. And you're talking ma'oid, that could be the emes of pshat, but the Mishnah Berurah is chaylik on the Chai Adam. Mishnah Berurah holds. Berurah Adam, daven Musaf later, the Chai Adam holds, zrizim akdim. I want to say chiddush. I don't know. Could be emes. Could be there's no machlokas. The Chai Adam took one example from all examples of Magdimin. Miyad b'tzitzak yichov mispala arvis miyad. Now everyone knows avadas molechat chila to daven birchas krishma with shema together. Sai shachris, sai arvis. Chazal put in birchas krishma with krishma. They made it a chelik mamash of the birchas of krishma. So much so that if someone's got a sofuk where they said krishma b'chlal. There's a Sadam Mishnah Berurah that you say Birchas Krishma again, because he has a Sofi Deraisa. Oh, Birchas Krishma is part of Shema. It could be, you know why the Chai Adam says, Mispalim Miyad, I feel if you haven't got Baroiv Om. But the Mitzvah Deraisa from Krishma. And this Mitzvah Deraisa of Krishma is not a Dovah Shemekdusha. You never need a minion for Shema. There's no reason to fill up a Tzimba by Shema like Shmona Esra. Shmona Esra is a Mitzvah to daven with 10 people. A person who comes late, Lo Aleinu V'lo Aleichem for davening, and he's a little bit behind. And he says Krishma without the tzibur, could be there's an Indian of Baruch, on Kabbalah's oil, Malchus Shemaim, Hashem is on Krishma. But there is, as far as I know, there is no Indian tefillah but tzibur to say Krishma together. Tefillah but tzibur, and his deity starts with Shmona Esra. Therefore, says the Chai Adam, when it comes to Tzitzak Yechovim, Yispalel Arvis Miyad, or the rise of Krishma, Gleich Davon Amarev. So you should say the mitzvah of Krishma, not because he's got the mitzvah of tefillah in front of him. Avadah's mitzvah of tefillah, the Chai Adam is masking to the Mishnah Berurah that you should daven later. But because you've got Mitzvah of Krishma, and Birchas Krishma goes together with Shema, and once you say Birchas Krishma and Shema, one has to be Sumach Gul Tefillah, and that's not Shmona straight away. Therefore, could be, I'm suggesting, that's why the Chai Adam says, Yispalo Miyad. But not necessarily to mean that the Chai Adam is Choylek on the Mishnah Berurah. Yochel Yis.
Who's to say you're going to get a bigger minion later?
Pardon?
Who
says you're going to get a bigger minion later?
Or a better minion?
Yeah.
That's Takal the Stodim. We're going to see now. That's Takal the Stodim. Miyoimah. So you've got to know Vadai. You know that every minion in Hag is the size. You know, sure. The Mincha Marev is so-and-so packed. And the Marev later is so-and-so packed. And 11:30, you only got about 12 and a half people. Right? So you know, if you're going to have later, keep away from 11:30, go to 11 o'clock. You know?
Well, yeah. Rather, can I say as well, maybe Nisra, because you sometimes don't get a chance to get nice moons, so maybe you've got to
cover up
when you see the moon, you can't wait for
other halakhic implications. For sure, I live in Yerushalayim, right? I got into a habit, because I was brought up in Glasgow. Now Glasgow is more rainy than Gateshead, right? I mean, it's very, very, very rainy, very cloudy. So there's no such thing as waiting 3 days. And then we moved to Golders Green, which was a little bit better. And then I lived in Gateshead for 5 years, which was again worse again. And then I've been in Yerushalayim since I was in May. Now, in the gates of years, obviously nobody waited. There was nobody in gates, maybe the Chassidim and Yeshiva Gedolim. There was no such musig of waiting after 3 days. No wait on Motzei Shabbos, it's much too risky. Midsummer, they used to say in gates that this year summer fell on a Wednesday. You know what I mean? Yeah, have you one day, it's too risky. Yerushalayim taka, there is a big tzimur, even from the Litvish, non-Hasidic olam, that wait till Matzah Shabbos. I personally, and I see a big tzimur in Yerushalayim, do not wait and say straight after, they do Matzah Shabbos, that's true, they do Matzah Shabbos, but they don't wait for Zion. Yeah, they won't do it on a Thursday night, if it's the Moilas then Gimel, they wait till Matzah Shabbos, yeah. But to Zion Shalem, they don't wait. Four more minutes?
Yeah.
Right. There's one other sugya in Shas. One other, not the last sugya. There is another sugya in Shas of Zuzim Akademim. And that's the Gemara in Yevamos. I'm going to have to talk a little bit faster now just to finish off. It'll be Moichumi. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Daf, Lama, Tesam, Adalev. When it comes to Yibum, Mitzvah, Begodl, Leyabim. The mitzvah is that the Godel, the Bechor of the family, he has the mitzvah to do Yibum to his brother's wife. Tala Begodl at Shiovim Medinas Hayom. What happens if the oldest brother, they're living in England, and he's Medinas Hayom, which Lechor Medinas Hayom means, you know, in Gvelt, other side of the ocean, Australia. Ain't Shleim Eloi, you don't listen to the second brother to say, I'm waiting. Do Yibum straight away. Do not wait. The Gemara says, what's the Indian? Says the Gemara, I lemais the mitzvah begodl. It's hidu mitzvah. Begodl is his mitzvah. So the Gemara, shehui mitzvah lemashikam. Begodl is using magdimin. Do the mitzvah straight away. Do not wait. The Morgan of Rambam derived from here, you've got zuzim magdimin against hidu mitzvah. Hidu mitzvah is weaker. Zuzim Magdimin is stronger. Do the Yibum straight away. Don't wait for the older brother to come back. Well, they make the Mogen of Roma Raya. Lemaisa, you have to know exactly the sugya here, because it's Machlokas Rishonim, where the Medina Siyom is Davka, or Medina Siyom even means Magister Gated. Let me say it like this. If the chances are that he's 2 hours away in the car, 3 hours, he's going to come up one of these days, there's Machlokas Rishonim. The Trumas Hadeshan holds that the Medina Sayyam is Davka, but if he's going to come back the next few days, we wait for the Godel. Me and the other Rishonim hold Medina Sayyam is Lav Davka, even somebody who's a few hours away. Also, we don't wait and we do Zerizim Magdimin first. And the Machalokas is do we say that the Lomdin want to learn that the reason why we don't wait for Medina Sayyam is because we're scared he might not come back. Either he's going to live there for good or just won't find his way, whatever. Or is it Davka? Since we've got Zerizim Magdimin in front of us, and he's not here, Chapara and HaMitzvah, do the mitzvah now and don't wait. The other Rishonim hold is only if he's far away, but if he's a few hours away, we do wait, because they hold the Hidden Mitzvah, belongs to the Godel, and we should wait, because Hidden Mitzvah overrides Zerizim Magdimin. That's the Morgan of Rambam's Zariah. Another 40 seconds. The Ma'aseh, the Rishonim Achreinim, I don't know why they don't bring this Shaila in the Sugi B'chara. I don't know why. Kenzain, Pshat is, why didn't they bring the Raya from here? It could be, it's a different Sugi. Here we're talking about a man who's a B'chor and he left the country. Who are we dealing with now through the mitzvah now? His brother. Yochel Lios, Yitokhan Ma'oid, I've got a Shaila of me doing a mitzvah now, or waiting for Yenim with his little mitzvah to come back and do it in a better open, why should I wait for Yenim? Kiddush Lohan is me benching the Levana now without Shabbos clothes, or wait for Motzei Shabbos. Then you understand, I should wait, or I shouldn't wait, you can, it's a machlokus, yes to wait, not to wait. Comes to Barayvon with my musuf, yes to wait, not to wait, it's my mitzvah, it's all me. When it comes to my older brother, Bechatesa, I should wait when I've got now a mitzvah in front of me. He's not here. I can't have a mitzvah because he's not here. For his hidden mitzvah to come along. I mean, it could be that's why the Magen Avraham is a raya, and as I have the Magen Avraham is a raya. But Yochel Lios, all the Rishonim and Achronim who did not bring this, could be they hold, it's a different Shailen Gansan because it's two different people. Zaka Ben Shidin, Kol, thank you.